Pharmaceuticals, Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. welcome back. We have Dr. Betty Martini here, who's on regularly, usually at least once a month or so. Dr. Betty is a top expert on not only toxic, we call sweet misery, or the toxic pesticides and bioweapons that we call sweeteners in our food and drink, but also she's expanded that knowledge to the idea that these are not only biological warfare weapons, but also interdigitating it with things like glyphosate and genetically modified food. So your knowledge base is expanding, isn't it?
Yes. The thing of it is, what is so bad right now is because of the sugar tax, they're now putting aspartame into sweet drinks and other things, and a lot of it's not labeled. And drug after drug, that's generic, I noticed they're adding aspartame to it. And what they're doing is, you know, you don't need a sweetener to swallow a pill, but what they're doing is making the generic chewable or liquid so that they can say, well, we had to add a sweetener because of the fact that, you know, you could taste it. But they're doing this on purpose, so it's gotten to the place that aspartame is in so many things that we don't know how to stop it. It's actually, it's not too late to warn, but it's too late as far as DNA damage, which was shown on the Croco study, and it's now all over the world because it's been like 40 years.
Well, how is the Croco spelled? How's that Croco study spelled if you want to Google it?
T-R-O-C-H-O. And that was done by Dr. Alemany in Barcelona. And it showed that it embalms living tissue and damages DNA. So this formaldehyde converted from the methanol is being released in the cells. And then when Dr. Monty wrote his book, While Science Sleeps, the Sweetener Kills, he said, you know, it's turning the tissue to plastic. And people that are in the funeral business are saying they're using 25% less formaldehyde because there's so much formaldehyde in the bodies. And in one case in Puerto Rico, they had to close the coffin because the formaldehyde was seeping through the skin. I mean, there's never been anything as bad as aspartame that I know of. And the fact that it's addicting is keeping it on the market, because look at the confession by Pepsi. They took it out. They said, well, you know, we admit it causes health problems. And then the people wanted it back, and they put it back in, because when you're addicted to something, you're not interested. And in the case of aspartame, you know, it depletes serotonin and is you know, causes psychiatric and behavioral problems. In this last study, showing it depletes neurotransmitters.
It depletes dopamine as well, which means dopamine depletion is the basis for all addictions, whether it's a gambling addiction, alcohol, or drugs. So in other words, it actually contributes to addictions, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. The chronic methanol poisoning that it causes affects the dopamine system of the brain and causes the addiction. Exactly right.
Right. Now, let's look at the genesis of it. Aspartame was actually invented originally by the Nazis.
Right,
it was invented by a bioweapon, and it contains three components. Formaldehyde, which we talked about, that actually pre-embalms people. Diketopiperazine and methyl alcohol. Methyl alcohol, which you know, even the still people up in the Arkansas mountains or in the Appalachians, they know the pores off the first liquor, because if the methanol comes off, it's going to make you blind or kill you. Well, at least they're smart enough to pour it off so they don't end up with that first liquor that's dangerous. The diketopiperazine is jet fuel. Now, what diketopiperazine does, it amplifies the methylation pathway interference, so that it interferes with methylation of neurotransmitters, in methylation of your myelin sheath in your brain and your digestive enzymes, and it hampers your ability to get rid of toxic chemicals and heavy metals out of your body. So that's what diketopiperazine does. And by the way, diketopiperazine doesn't come out easily. You have to use a low ELF infrared sauna or pulse magnetic field in order to mobilize it out of the sequestered compartments of your body. It doesn't come out easy. You can't chelate it out by just taking simple things. We use things like our nutraceuticals, such as xenoestrogen detox, high-dose power C, and methylation pathway support and antioxidant support, because everybody on aspartame has elevations of all the major free radicals, singlet oxygen, hydroperoxy radical, and nitroperoxy radical. Elevated cytokine levels throughout their body, dopamine and serotonin depletion, which means they have addictable behavior, dysmyelination of their brain. It also predisposes to premature dementia, cardiac arrhythmias, atrial flutter and fibrillation, peripheral neuropathy, and it's a major diabetogenic agent because it raises insulin resistance in your skeletal muscle, which is a primary trigger because cytokines, which then they affect your muscles, shut off the GLUT4 transporter and insulin receptor. And diabetes is really a skeletal muscle disease caused by cytokines, and aspartame is a cytokine inducer that it precipitates diabetes, doesn't it?
Yes, and simulates and aggravates diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy.
Right.
And, of course, the methanol destroys the optic nerve and it causes diabetics to go into convulsions.
Right.
And it interacts with insulin, and the methanol makes them lose their limbs. So if you want somebody to be diabetic, just give them aspartame, and that's what the American Diabetes Association does. They push it on diabetics.
Right. Now, the thing is, it's not insulin that's itself that's a toxin. Elevated insulin occurs as a response to elevated insulin resistance. So I started doing research in diabetes because I went into medicine because my grandfather was diabetic and I'm a borderline. And I take nutraceuticals to control it and technology. And what happens is people should understand this. Diabetes is in survivor populations around the world that survive famine. And your body's trying to push itself into a ketogenic state so you survive by using body resources of fat. Now, our North American diet, we have we call a diabetogenic diet, which means aspartame, high sugar, high toxin levels, and mineral depletion in our soil. So our entire population is turning diabetic. If you actually look at the rate of diabetes, including MODY, which occurred in the last 15 to 20 years, mature into diabetes of the young, it's all driven by things like aspartame. We're seeing a dramatic increase in dementia. Number one cause of death now in Britain is dementia. And there's not just aspartame. They mislabeled it and are now putting it not only in these chewable pills. It's also the newer versions like Advantame and other versions that are out there too. And they're co-toxic with things like Splenda, which is a chlorinated optical isomer of sugar. These are all extremely dangerous. They attach to your DNA. They disrupt normal cellular communication. And they act as what's called cytokine inducer to actually make your muscles lose the ability for the GLUT4 transporter and insulin receptor. So insulin is itself, when hyperinsulinemia is a toxin only in the sense that it's co-occurring with high levels of free radicals. So when I do testing, I measure with Dr. Phil Broughton for years, 8-hydroxy-2-prime-deoxyguanosine or oxidized DNA pyrimidine, and T-bars, as well as oxidized 9-neuronine-hydroxycholesterol. I measure the oxidized 9-neuronine-hydroxycholesterol, and you can even get antibodies against your own cholesterol, which when a fat cell, macrophages eats those fat globules, they die and form a foam cell, which is a nidus for plaque. So aspartame is causing a rise in heart disease and stroke and vascular problems as well, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, talking about all of these sweeteners, I sent you a case history this morning, I don't know if you got it, where the man got off of aspartame, and he's still having all these problems because he's using the other sweeteners, and he says they're all poison. I mean, and you can imagine when you get something with aspartame and Splenda and a sulfine potassium and all these chemicals, and no telling what they're taking, and then it's going to interact with their own drugs because of
right.
the damage it does to the mitochondria.
Right.
So it has really, as Dr. Bowen told the FDA, you know, 35 years ago, I think, it's mass poisoning the world.
Well, and by the way, that's the intention. What we have to do is we have to take the mask off. That the fact that we call this Rumsfeld disease because Rumsfeld uses markers with the FDA to get it approved. Now, the FDA refuses to do it. In fact, you had an interesting conversation we mentioned on previous shows where a previous FDA advisor and director made the statement that if it did reduce human fertility and IQ and cause premature death, that's what we want is to reduce the population. Can you give us more specifics on that statement? What was the admission that he said and what did he say exactly?
Well, I said, look, I lecture all over the world. People are sick and dying everywhere. And he said, so what? We need to depopulate.
Whoa.
And I mean, and he was kind of angry because And I asked him why he was calling, and he was telling me that was in 2009. Some of the FDA employees had written to Obama and said, you know, we're broken, there's corruption, and that whistleblowers fear reprisals, and they won't, you know. And then Obama told them, well, go back to 2007 and start answering these petitions. And I said, well, mine goes back to 2002. He says, yeah, well, we will never, you know, remove it. We're not going to do it. And, of course, they didn't even answer it until 2014. And it was kind of the same time that Dr. Stoller had sent one in. And they wrote two letters but never sent them to Dr. Stoller or myself. And then the national law people happened to put those two letters out, and I was on Google and saw them, or I would have never known that they had answered them. And so though now I just refiled, and they said they are not accepting any petition because I go back before 2002 to the original approval where the FDA themselves admitted it violated the Delaney Clause and that it was against the law and that it caused cancer, and they can't answer that. So they say as long as I go back before 2002, they're not going to accept the petition. So this is so you're sort of between a rock and a hard place. And even if there were some people at the FDA who might try to help, they're not going to do it because they admit it's being run by Big Pharma. The power structure, and they couldn't do anything if they wanted to, and they don't seem to want to.
Let me explain what's going on here. I want people to get an integrative overall picture. And some of this you're aware of because your husband's a major pastor, and he actually has a poem at the end of your video here, I guess at the end of the hour and a half video.
Yes, he does.
the world is run by Lucifer since the crucifixion 2,000 years ago of Jesus, and it's a scam because Jesus gave the property rights to earth back to the human race when he died on the cross. He also absolved all of our sins. And if you follow Yeshua Jesus, you have to understand that he brings truth to the world. Truth, whether scientific truth, geopolitical, and chemical truth. He wants to bring the Sabbath rest back to the land so the minerals are there. He doesn't want toxic glyphosate that induces cancer. He doesn't want young people to drink aspartame and become addicted or get brain damage or get tinnitus or behavioral disorders. He doesn't want to see transhumans, where basically people don't know what sex they are because their brain wiring is being screwed up. Part of it probably may be due to aspartame. We don't know yet. I know about deep brain studies that could be done to actually identify if there's a disturbance in hormone production because males have dropped their hormones 75% since the 1960s and sperm count 50 to 75%. So 26 to 30% of couples now are functioning sterile. My guess, a lot of this is not just sociological in terms of disturbances in gender identification. I think it's biochemical and brain metabolism. I think a lot of it's caused by aspartame and the other toxins we have in our food, but aspartame is a biggie.
Well, I know. Well, since aspartame is an endocrine disruptor, you know, it easily causes homosexuality. And
right.
Just like pesticides do because they're endocrine disruptors. And it's gone on for so many years, so long, that it's changed the way people behave. And if you remember in the last study on the neurotransmitters, it even mentioned what it's done to people's personality and said this is contributing to the end of humanity. And
right.
So what do you, you know, it's too late from that standpoint.
Well, I honestly think I've advanced regenerative technology, but it's a big deal. It's not an easy job to do. To detox somebody and reduce their sensitivity because it reduces food allergy, autoimmunity, brain damage, hormone disruption, premature aging, and as you say, it pre-embalms you, believe it or not.
Absolutely.
Amazing. Very good segment there, Betty. You did an amazing
recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle for the lowest oxygen concentration. The largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mixed power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses. Hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels. Valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic. Milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart. And bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Now that we're back, I want to do a kind of like a top-down. We talk about a lot of the details down here in the bottom.
And a lot of people say, well, we're just overwhelming them with details. But no, the fact is, this is really straightforward. This is a biological population reduction scheme by globalists who want to reduce world population. We look at terrible Ted Turner, the other global billionaires and the elite that have Agenda 2030, Agenda 2050, Vision 2050, Agenda 21. You have to understand this is the plan. And in fact, this is part of the plan to reduce fertility, IQ, and to cause significant illness and disease. As we're out in the nidus for life extension technology, where we're going to soon extend life 5 years, 10 years, 20, 100, 1,000. Human beings don't have a biological life limit because it's recorded in your DNA. But if you interfere with your DNA, with toxins, if you demineralize the body, if you shut off genes, whether it's electropollution or toxic chemicals, you literally not only shorten life, you cause or end organ damage and premature death. And this is their design. They don't want to have a massive population of human beings. They want to replace us with cyborgs, robots, and artificial intelligence technology. And they really don't want us around. And you have to understand this is a global scheme by the Luciferic Council called the Druidic Council of 13, run under the Pindar, literally under Lucifer, that runs the world, runs the Vatican, the World Banks, the United Nations, the International Monetary Fund, the International Transnational Corporations, all the billionaires that are involved with secret orders. It doesn't matter what religion you call it, whether it's Islam or Christianity or Buddhism or transhumanism. They're all secret orders. They're all different brands of Luciferianism that are involved with changing the world. They want to amplify any changes that are coming to the climate to make it even worse. They want to destroy the biology, not only of humans, but to destroy the carbon oxygen cycle. And they want to get rid of the carbon generators. That's us, U.S., us. And people want to think it's a conspiracy theory. The word conspiracy theory means in a court of law, with enough evidence, you could get a condemnation, you can get an indictment, and you can get a conviction. But unfortunately, people want to attack the messenger because they don't want to accept it. Now, I don't know how much you've been attacked, but I'm sure it's plenty. I've been attacked plenty because people think, well, Dr. Deagle, you think you know everything. Guess what? If I talk to you about it on the air, I know it. And I double-dog dare people, if they have the Hispanic cojones, male or female, to attack me, please just come on air and disagree. But show evidence and logic. Don't try to do ad hominem attacks, because I have a personality where I do interrupt my guests. I talk really fast. And people presume because I'm talented and knowledgeable and competent that I must be arrogant. And that's true, not true, because I'm a Christian. And if you're a Christian, your will is subservient to the will of the Most High God. And you want to save your fellow human beings, even if they're doing evil, like Rumsfeld, or the big pharma agencies, or, you know, the big tech agencies pushing out these toxic chemicals like the soft food drink companies and the food companies, and even the big pharma drug manufacturers that are changing to tablets that contain aspartame, Advantame, Splendor, some other spinoff that's neurotoxic and genotoxic, and an abortifacient. These are all abortifacients, by the way, too, aren't they?
Yes, they are, and that's kind of heartbreaking. To see this happen to people, even the celebrities. There was one recently that finally had a baby, but it had three miscarriages because they don't know that aspartame is an endocrine disruptor. And the fact is that the FDA, you know, had all the facts. They had the studies showing that of all the birth defects it caused, and then they sealed them so that the public would never know.
Well, you thought up the name, and you're going to wear these names too. I call it the fatal drugs allowed. You thought of that years ago, didn't you? FDA.
Yeah, Food and Death Association. I mean, they're destructors, and you know, and they do go around threatening people. They've threatened me, but look what they did to Dr. Woodrow Mani. They blew up his house with him in it. And that's in his book, While Science Sleeps, the Sweetener Kills. And he gave us the last chapter on aspartame and autism, which you can get on my website, or just put it into Google with wrench.com and it'll pick it up, aspartame and autism, and read about
what's your website? Debbie, give your website out so people know audibly what it is. What is your website?
Okay, it's www.mp WHI.com. And if you forget it, it's for Mission Possible World Health International. But that chapter that he let us have, you know, goes through the horrors of this. And it wasn't until Jerome Bressler asked me to find those studies and put them back in his report, did Dr. Monty ever get any of them. I gave him those. But then when the FDA knew the jig was up and I had added them back to the Bressler report, they finally released some of them to Dr. Monty, and that's why he wrote that book. I think everybody should.
By the way, did he survive the bombing, or what happened to him?
Who happened to who?
The doctor that put this chapter together.
Oh, Dr. Monty, no, he's still alive, and he and Dr. Walton did that study on aspartame and autism, and that's his website, whysciencesleaks.com, and he's still out there. He put out a video on MS, and, you know, it causes so much MS and lupus, and he's still
trying to get... Yeah, in other
words,
it's an immune adjuvant, so it causes autoimmunity. It also causes disruptive elevated cytokine levels that trigger off diabetes, because it's your cytokine levels that cause your muscles to shut off the GLUT4 transporter. It also shuts off the ability to protect your arteries from heart failure, which is increasing 40%. And a good deal of heart failure is caused by these endocrine disruptors and cytokine inducers, isn't it?
Yes. You know, we had this discussion the other day when a report came out done by the Ramazzini Institute on glyphosate, and, you know, EFSA was trying to say, you know, it's not an endocrine disruptor. And then you go to toxicology, and, of course, they have all the information. Of course it's an endocrine disruptor.
Right.
So you know, we have all these problems added into it. I mean, they never stop.
In other words, their effects are multiplicative. So if you have glyphosate-laced food, you're drinking aspartame, you got a cell phone at the side of your head, no wonder you get a multicentric gastroglioma or an eighth cranial nerve tumor, or you end up becoming infertile or start getting behavioral problems and addiction. Part of the reason why people are dying, for example, from the addictive effects of things like of fentanyl or carfentanil from China or heroin and so on is because disruptive chemicals, people are trying to readjust their chemicals by taking addictive drugs. And it starts off with things like aspartame and glyphosate and toxic things like GMO that disrupts your chemistry, and you're trying to counteract that with an addictive drug to try to bring your brain back to normal dopamine and neurotransmitter levels. So a lot of the deaths that we're seeing from addiction, and this is where Trump is missing the action and the doctors, the process starts with disrupted brain chemistry caused by mineral-depleted fluid, glyphosate, genetically modified, and especially these artificial sweeteners, isn't it? So in other words, you got disrupted chemistry, and you're trying to correct it artificially by taking illegal drugs.
Yes, and while you were talking about niketocyperazine, we remember that it's also a brain tumor agent, and an informant who used to work for Searle said that both of the sons, when they had parties, they would have Diet Coke and whiskey, and that was it. And when people would complain there's something wrong with aspartame, they would say, not a thing, we drink it. And it wasn't until recently that he told me that both of G.D. Searle's sons died of aspartame brain tumors, and they tried to cover it up. So, you know, there's so many problems. I mean, aspartame ravages every organ in the body. And from day to day, as we see articles coming in, as the Internet has made this a smaller world, you know, I read one I sent to you that I translated from Vietnamese, and most of the aspartame is made in China. And the woman just had some kind of a label and death because she was saying that they call it super sugar and that it's really aspartame and people don't know it. And when they ship, they have Chinese characters on it and they don't know what's in what. And that's why the people are dying. I mean, it's absolutely terrible.
But you remember the story when I worked in Augusta, Georgia, I took care of the Augusta Regional Trauma Center and Burn Unit. But I also took care of the aspartame factory, which is the primary one in the Western world in South Carolina. And at that factory, I took care of the factory employees, and I was advised by the director of the hospital not to report to the news if they came in. Because when I saw people in the emergency department or in my practice, they would come in with polyneuropathy, seizures, cardiac arrhythmias, cancer, organic brain dysfunction, all kinds of horrors. And they didn't want us to say, now, do not talk to the media if anybody comes in from this factory. Now, what they had, people have to understand what they do, how they make aspartame. They have an E. coli bacteria with horizontally inserted DNA, so the bacteria, which are like your stool bacteria that make poop, are actually generating this tripeptide, and the tripeptide is then centrifuged off with an electrical centrifuge, so it separates the tripeptide off, and it's put through an electrophoretic separation system afterward, after it's centrifuged. That's what it is. It's actually the waste product from genetically engineered E. coli poop bacteria. That's what aspartame is, believe it or not. It's genetically engineered, and it's a neurotoxin, genotoxin, abortifacient, and a cytokine inducer to induce premature death, disruption, and, of course, plasticize your body. And that's where its genesis is. And when they warned me, they said, do not talk to the media, Deagle. We're warning you. In other words, you'll be fired or worse. And I said, you know, being Dr. Deagle is not an easy thing, and you threatened me. Like, I got threatened in 1995 when I was the ex-examiner for the Murrow Building in Oklahoma City. And I told my boss, Major Swinder, I said, you know, I have friends in Delta Force and Special Ops because I'm a doctor now. And I said, you're going to give me a letter of reference of $50,000 in cash, because I know that the buildings, the Oklahoma City Murrow Building, was destroyed by micronukes, RDX, high explosive cord, and C4 pineapple, and C4 in the pillars of the building. And I reviewed this with not only a munitions expert from Finland, who actually sent me a 2-megabyte document plus, but also General Ben Parton on my show. People need to understand, aspartame is like the 9/11 in your brain and your DNA. It's your 9/11 DNA, isn't it?
Yes. The thing of it, you were talking about the Augusta plant, because I live in Georgia, so I'm familiar with this.
You're familiar with that Augusta plant that actually made all the aspartame until before the Ajinomoto took over in Japan, and then later Ajinomoto sold it over to China, right?
Well, they still own some of it. But the interesting thing is that when I moved to this neighborhood, there was a builder that lived across the street, and he built the Augusta factory.
Right.
And when I went to give him some information, he didn't know that I was trying to say it was poison, but he jumped back and said, you know, this is poison, it's a killer. And in 1974, when they told him that they could not market any, that's when they, you know, set up a task force and reinvestigated aspartame, so that he said they were still doing it. In any event, there was a man that I know that walked into the Augusta plant without the type of clothing you can, and his friend dropped dead. And you were talking.
Oh yeah, they had to have a full body suit on with Scott air packs. If they didn't have a full body suit and separate air system, they're going to die with the vapors from these damn things. That's how bad it was.
Well, what did one died, and then it destroyed his lungs. But he never wanted to settle with them. He went to CNN, and he was interviewed by two reporters. And the next thing he said that happened was that they fired the two reporters, and evidently got the tape. And that he just settled because they threatened to fire all his friends. But the interesting thing is that that's what should have happened, because it would save their life not working there. But later on, he kept saying he wanted information.
Wow.
I think we got cut off.
You know, we got another 20, 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, so in any event, he had to settle with them, and if I hadn't known somebody he knows, you know, I wouldn't have found out all the information.
And this guy actually built it. Wow, built the plant. Wow. Yeah, that's amazing.
CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with the toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter-free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. These protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen photon therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen photon therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a lumen photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the lumen photon therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a lumen photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical.
Welcome back. So, Dr. Betty, what do we do next? We need a notify our politicians. We need to notify Trump and all the people around him. And we need to notify them that there needs to be a clean out not only of the media regarding the attacks against Trump, but also against the so-called fatal drugs allowed people, allowing toxic chemicals and toxic medications, and not approving, natural and good healthy things, but interfering with normal people's health. And the FDA, to me, are an arm of the globalist eugenicide, aren't they?
Yes, it would be better if there was no FDA at all, because all they do is spread all these lies and cause harm. I mean, they could see themselves in the case of aspartame. They not only knew it was a chemical poison, they published a list of 92 symptoms. No product that's supposed to be safe could cause all these different things, like four types of seizures and the cardiac and the blindness. And Dr. Monty took that to the Supreme Court. So in every instance when they tried to do something, they always got stopped. And I tell
they got
people,
stopped because
you know,
the devil controls both sides. It's like, you remember the guy that was the manager for both Muhammad Ali and the other fighter that he was fighting? Yeah, and they asked the manager in front of the camera, that was back in the 60s when I watched the fights, who's going to win? He says, I'm going to win. He said, why? He said, how do you know? He says, it's a certainty. And the guy asked him, and he said, why? Because he said, I own both fighters. And that's what the devil and his minions and these big pharma, that's why Donald Rumsfeld, that's why we should call aspartame disease Rumsfeld's disease, isn't it? And even Ronald Reagan, who died, probably died of aspartame-laced jelly beans on the White House desk, isn't it?
Well, he was actually using it. And an interesting thing is that he was interviewed by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution here in Atlanta. And they asked him, was he using it? And he said, well, in the beginning, he did not realize that, you know, other things, and that he was not using it anymore. And I know that his wife was using it as well. So it's no wonder that he, you know, had memory loss. And then I had an informant get in touch with me that said the National Soft Drink Association did a 10-year study and never published it, and it showed Alzheimer's, birth defects, and blindness. So, you know, they've always known. So you take something that causes Alzheimer's, and memory loss is so prevalent, it's like number 9 of the 92 symptoms. And so obviously there's an epidemic. When I was young, whoever even heard of Alzheimer's?
Well let me just insert this a little bit into things to protect you from aspartame. I call first level. Number one, you got to reduce the detox your body. So we use things called xenoestrogen detox and our life support with methylation, glucuronidation, sulfation. You may need an infrared low ELF sauna to pull the toxins out. I also have sonic life specific frequencies I can send you to actually pull the formaldehyde and diketopiperazine and methyl alcohol out of your body with atomic plasma frequencies of these toxins. You need to use things like Cell Defense Plus, which is the best curcumin form to detox your body and lower cytokine levels. And you have to lower free radicals because these things are going to cause autoimmune disease, dementia. Dementia is the number one cause of death in Britain, as I mentioned, and we have nutraceuticals. So if you contact me, I'll give you an aspartame, what I call first line, 2 or 3 products to start with. And I would tell people, if you don't do it and you've been on aspartame, you're going to have a premature serious illness hit you, whether it's diabetes, peripheral neuropathy, organic brain damage, depression, seizure disorders, infertility, all kinds of nastiness, and it's going to hit you. And if you don't take this seriously, you're going to suffer. Isn't that right?
Yes, and you know what you could do, which would be wonderful, as since you know so much about what detox would help, is to write something up that we could put on the website, because people call all the time and say, yeah, what can I do?
I'll give you a multi-layered protocol. Layer one would be start with these. Layer two would be these, for example, nutraceuticals to reduce free radicals like H2-plex hydrogen, cell detox glutathione, ultrathiamine B1, because aspartame predisposes peripheral and central neuropathy, and nitroproxy radical gamma A plus and our Cell Defense Plus. You need to have things to restore your cell membranes, and cell membranes are destroyed, so you need our Omega Supreme Pro, which is basically a monoglyceride, 400% more absorbed. Then we need to detox your body. Our CellVitol mats, which is the next generation of the QRS mat and the photon sound beam and the sonic life. I can send the atomic frequencies through your body to detox your body with the specific plasma frequencies of these toxins and yank them out of you. I can do that now. And you need infrared sauna, but you need a low ELF sauna. I can obtain that for you. And I'll write this all up. Layer number one, layer two, layer three, depends on how far you want to go in this. And people need to realize this is a major catastrophe worldwide. You know, people are worried about a nuclear war, a chemical war. The chemical war right now is in your soda can. The chemical war is in your food, isn't it?
Yes, it's just like pouring poison into the water. And now they're getting it from everywhere. And that would be extremely useful to have on the website. Because when people call, that's the first thing they say. I want my life back. What do I do to get rid of all these problems that it's caused, you know? And a lot of people go to their death never knowing that all their health problems were due to aspartame.
Well, you can do chromatography, too. You can do high-pressure chromatography to see if the toxins are in their body. See, it's not just formaldehyde. When you have these toxins, it blocks other detoxification processes in your body as well. So other toxins in your air, food, and water, you can't get rid of. So you build up other toxins when you're taking aspartame, don't you?
Yes, and you know, it's interesting that they have some kind of test that helps. When I was lecturing in Pennsylvania, they had somebody there that was doing testing, and they told me aspartame is in your body. And I said, how do you know all this? And they say the testing they were doing was developed by NASA, and that when people are in space, you know, they can't send a doctor and they don't know. Mm-hmm. They don't know what their problems are or their psychologic problems.
Right.
And they've developed this testing so they could tell. And they automatically knew it was in my body. And of all the people,
yeah. Now, did they put headphones on you or draw blood? What did they do?
Yes, they put headphones on me and wires.
Right. Let me explain what I do. I have what's called the latest in these quantum diagnostic machines. It's called Biophilia 2. I have also the Metatron from Russia, from the Russian research going back 70 years. And I can do not only local, where they come into Vista, California, Metatron scan. I can actually act as a biological proxy for them and do a Metatron scan anywhere in the world in any country. So they don't need to be here physically. I can actually scan through the quantum holographic universe and actually scan their body at a distance. I can test for the efficacy for therapy and put nosodes in my machine and actually tell the nosode basically in a mathematical calculation how effective it will be to reverse a specific problem. This is really advanced stuff. We're talking about hyperdimensional physics of the nature of reality.
Yes, and now there's one more thing, and I haven't heard any more since the press release, is they now have a device. So when you go to the store, you can tell if food is bad, and it will pick up aspartame and let you know that it is in the product. And I wish
that's
probably
picking up a resonant frequency of the toxin, right? Yeah, just like they have over in Italy, they have a device you can scan over somebody, and it'll tell you if they get cancer 97% of the time. That's been there for 10 years.
Actually, this article came from Italy, and it must have been developed over there. But
they're very much into it. I belong to the ISHA out of the Netherlands and Italy, also the Russian Academy and the Chinese research on this, because I do what's called quantum hyperdimensional physics and quantum what's called a rife, spooky, if you want to call it, radionic kind of research. And the problem is people don't understand the nature of us as human beings. Although we're like cells in a body, we think we're just individual organisms, but we're not. We're part of a larger body of humanity. And when part of humanity is getting sick, it affects all of us. And so what's going on is that Jesus is about to come back. We just had the resurrection weekend with the resurrection of 2,000 years ago. And we're about to have the return of Yeshua to come back as a resurrected Lord, who's the incarnation of the Creator God, to marry us as humanity, make us the everlasting bride of the Creator through eternity, to spread across the galaxy and the cosmos. And what people don't understand is the devil wants to terminate mankind and abort. The best way to describe Satan is a world abortionist. He's here to abort the human race. He's here to kill God's children. He's here to make sure the human race can't reproduce and doesn't have normal sex or extended lifespans like the years of Methuselah, which God promised me and other doctors he's going to return to Earth. So one of the things I have last year is I got a patent on a product, the first product in the world that extends human lifespan, called Red Deer Velvet DR. That's the same as when you're in utero when you don't age. People need to understand we're at that edge where lifespan in humans is going to dramatically increase, like it says in the Bible. Though you die at 100, it'll be considered the years of a child. Those days are coming at the same time the devil's trying to shorten our life, sterilize us, disturb our sexuality, and destroy the human race and the ability to create even families. That's how bad this is. This is the end of the age, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And you don't have to convince me the devil is behind it, because nothing could be this horrible as what's going on without the devil being behind it. It is
right. It can't be just greedy human beings. It's not just human greed, is it? Or mentally ill people. No, this is way, transitions way beyond the idea of disturbed, despotic human behavior. This is evil at a level that people don't understand. I call Paul Bunyan level evil. So big and so evil, you have to understand this is a transdimensional super being of not infinite intelligence, but much greater than the collective human race, called Satan, the most intelligent created being in the universe. But God is infinitely more intelligent. And the devil is angry because his days are short. And he says, woe to you, earth and you sea, for the devil has come down to you, because great is his wrath, for he knows his days are short. He's about to be annihilated. He's not going to be coming back in 1,000 years after Jesus returns. He's going to be annihilated, and the earth is going to be returned to the Edenic Covenant, where the eternality that occurred at Adam and Eve and the everlasting, which is a world of entropy that we live in, will be married, and God will be our king. That's what's coming, isn't it?
You got it down perfect, Dr. Bill.
And people have to understand, they have to understand the biology of the human race was created by the song, the voice of man, of God. He spoke our DNA into existence. He spoke us as complete organisms. And the disruption that's occurring right now, the devil is not the destroyer, he's the perverter. The destroyer is God that says, you know, Jesus said, fear not just him who can destroy the body, which is the devil, but he who can destroy the soul, which is the only one who can destroy the soul, is the creator himself. And people don't get that, do they? They don't understand the devil is here just to pervert and destroy human biology and pervert the gender identification of people and to sterilize them and make them die early and die miserable. Right?
I know, and I never thought I would see on this earth people that would be for killing a baby after it's born, like these pro-abortionists who, they've stopped, I don't know how many times, bills for health care for babies born alive, and they've stopped every one of them in Congress.
Well, they actually have six states now. They're putting a heartbeat bill, which I don't agree with. I want a bill of that you're, I called instead of the elderly, I call them the weederly, or the wee ones inside utero. As soon as you're conceived, you're a human being. And what I want to see is a live at conception, and all of your rights accede to you from the Constitution as soon as you're conceived. And if you don't do that, you're going to have transhumans in the future, superhumans, cyborgs, and all kinds of monstrosities. Because the human race will no longer exist. It'll fade into existence, won't it?
Yes, and scientists have already proven over and over again that life begins at conception. You're absolutely right.
Well, even the Chinese knew that 2,000, 3,000 years ago. That's why when you're born in China, you're considered a year old. Even they knew this for a long time, going back to their ancient Manchurian and times and so on. So people need to know this. But our God is God, and he's coming back, and he's telling people like you and me the truth, which is scientific, technical truth, because there's only one truth. And the truth is Yeshua HaMashiach, the incarnation of God. Right?